Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
You're listening to Awakened to Deliver, a podcast from Fish Talk for Jesus Productions, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Yesterday, Jeff Fish discussed the struggle between flesh and spirit. Today, he shifts our focus to the solution, walking in the power of the Holy Spirit. Learn what it means to live victoriously in Christ, guided by the Spirit, and free from the grip of the flesh. Our key verse for today is Galatians chapter 5, verse 16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. Yesterday, we explored the ongoing struggle between the flesh and the Spirit, a battle that we all face in our everyday lives. We also touched on the solution, the transformative power of the Holy Spirit. Today, we'll dive deeper into that solution, focusing on how the Holy Spirit empowers us to overcome the pull of the flesh and live victoriously in Christ. The key is learning to walk by the Spirit. Our key verse today is Galatians chapter 5, verse 16, and it gives us a profound promise. It says, "Walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh." This verse shows us that victory over the flesh isn't about trying harder. It's about surrendering to the Spirit's leading. Today, we'll explore what it means to walk by the Spirit and how we can experience His transformative power in our daily lives. To truly understand this, we first need to recognize that walking by the Spirit isn't something that happens by accident. Walking by the Spirit isn't a passive act. It's an intentional moment-by-moment choice to allow the Holy Spirit to guide and influence our thoughts, actions, and decisions. Think of it as living in partnership with God, allowing Him to lead and aligning your will with His. To walk by the Spirit means prioritizing God's desires over your own. It's about surrendering control and trusting that God knows what's best for you. This requires humility and willingness to let go of the need to figure everything out on your own. Now ask yourself, are there areas in your life where you're still trying to take control instead of letting the Holy Spirit lead you? What would it look like to surrender those areas to God today? Here's where it gets interesting. When we walk by the Spirit, the desires of the flesh begin to lose their grip on us. This isn't because we're stronger, but because the Spirit empowers us to choose what pleases God. In Romans chapter 8, verse 13, Paul writes, "If by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live." This verse reminds us that the Spirit gives us the strength to resist temptation and walk in freedom. Walking by the Spirit isn't about perfection. It's about progress. Daily choosing to listen to His voice and to follow His guidance. And over time, as we walk by the Spirit, our desires begin to change. The things that once enticed us lose their appeal, and we start to desire what honors God. That brings us to the fruit of the Spirit. One of the most tangible ways we can see the Spirit at work in our lives is through the fruit of the Spirit. In Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23, Paul lists the qualities that the Spirit produces in us. It's love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These fruits are evidence of a spirit-filled life. Compare this to the works of the flesh, which Paul lists in Galatians chapter 5, 19 through 21. Immorality, jealousy, anger, and selfishness. These destructive behaviors are what results when we follow the desires of the flesh. The contrast couldn't be clearer. When we walk by the Spirit, our lives begin to reflect God's character. Now, take a moment to evaluate your own life. Are there areas where the works of the flesh are more evident than the fruit of the Spirit? What steps can you take to allow the Spirit to produce more fruit in your life? And on that note, let me give you some practical steps that will help lead you to walk in the Spirit. Number one is stay connected to the Word. The Holy Spirit uses God's Word to guide and transform us. So meditate on Scripture, memorize key verses, and allow the Word to shape your thoughts and actions. Number two is pray continually. Prayer is essential for walking by the Spirit. It's through prayer that we seek God's guidance, confess our sins, and invite His Spirit to lead us. Number three is obey promptings. The Spirit often prompts us to act in specific ways. Whether it's speaking kindly to someone or resisting a temptation or even stepping out in faith, when you sense the Spirit's leading, obey it without hesitation. Number four is fellowship with believers. Surround yourself with a community of faith that encourages you to walk by the Spirit. Accountability and encouragement from the other believers in your life help keep you on track. Walking by the Spirit isn't about following a set of rules or striving to be perfect. It's about living in the freedom that Christ has already secured for us. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 says, "Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." This freedom isn't a license to indulge in the flesh, but an invitation to live a life that reflects God's love and grace. When we walk by the Spirit, we experience true freedom. Freedom from the chains of sin, freedom from fear, and freedom to live as God intended. This freedom isn't something we earn. It's a gift that comes from living in partnership with the Spirit. So take a moment to reflect. How has walking by the Spirit brought freedom into your life? What areas still feel bound by the flesh? And how can you invite the Spirit to bring freedom there? Let's shift to biblical examples of walking in the Spirit. Throughout Scripture, we see examples of individuals who walked by the Spirit and experienced God's power in their everyday lives. One example is Stephen, described in Acts chapter 6, verse 5, as full of faith and the Holy Spirit. Even as he faced persecution and martyrdom, Stephen demonstrated the fruit of the Spirit: peace, faithfulness, and courage. Another example is Jesus himself. During his time on earth, Jesus lived in complete dependence on the Holy Spirit, from his baptism to his ministry and even in his crucifixion. Jesus walked in perfect alignment with the Spirit's leading. Now, in light of this, as you think about these examples, where do you feel the Spirit calling you to trust him more deeply? As we conclude this episode today, remember that living in the Spirit is the key to overcoming the desires of the flesh and walking in freedom. It's not about trying harder. It's about surrendering to the Spirit's leading and allowing him to transform you from the inside out. As we've seen today, walking by the Spirit produces fruit in our lives that reflects God's character and brings him glory. Take time today to invite the Holy Spirit to lead you in every area of your life. Where do you need his guidance? How can you align your desires with his life? Remember, the same Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you, empowering you to live victoriously. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awakened to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected with Awakened to Deliver, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. If this podcast blesses you, we encourage you to leave a rating and review. Your feedback not only helps the podcast grow, but also makes it easier for others to discover this message of faith and inspiration. For more content, you can visit the link tree in the show notes. There, you'll find access to all Jeff Fish's social platforms and to check out his book, 30 Days of Patience. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If this podcast has blessed you and you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can make a donation through the links provided in the link tree. Your support helps to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for another episode as we continue diving into God's Word together.